that your nuclear program is civilian. So this shows that he knows Iran has complied with its undertakings under the Geneva Agreement, but he wants to shrug off his own undertakings through different methods. Remember the same interim deal that was signed in Geneva. Whenever it addresses the EU, it says the EU. That means the whole EU, the European Union. Whenever it talks about Iran's undertakings, it says Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. That means the whole ruling system. But as soon as it talks about the undertakings of the United States, it says the U.S. administration. It doesn't say the U.S. Congress. It doesn't say the United States. It says the U.S. administration. This means what? They knew beforehand, right from then, that they would they would be in such a situation, and they needed some kind of scapegoat in order to escape their undertakings and keep the status quo running. That is, this present deal, the interim deal, can be extended for a long time, and they will be pleased with it. And they needed an excuse to do so, and right from then. They stated the U.S. administration. This theatrical war started right then. That was a plot that was started. Then many people did not accept that in the West, and a few people in Iran didn't accept that. They were not suspicious of why the White House has accepted the deal, but it says the U.S. administration and not the United States. But now it's pretty well clear that that was the reason. The United States, you know, Iran showed its goodwill under the interim deal. Iran took many positive measures, but the United States did not do much, I mean, and its allies and other powers in the 5+1. Now it's time for the United States to show its goodwill and to build Iran's confidence and to reciprocate Iran's positive measures. Mm. Now, if the United States doesn't do so, it will be more isolated in the world. More public opinion will look at Obama and his administration as a total failure, and his efforts will be total failure, and he will be blamed for a failure in reaching a deal with Iran. So what does Obama do? Instead of he wants to introduce himself not as an antagonist to the Iran nuclear standoff, but as a protagonist. So what does he do? He says, if you want to impose more sanctions on Iran, I will stand against you. He has forgotten the fact that he was supposed, we're not talking about possible future of possible sanctions in future. He was supposed to remove the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran. The previous sanctions, we're talking about this. So they have apparently forgotten this part, and they are dealing with future moves.
Okay, very well. It's a good time to listen to some of the viewer comments. Michael Lane, I'll come back to you with some more questions. But right now, let's see what our viewers think about this as posted on our Facebook page.
He has resorted to threats because he was ordered to do so by the people that truly run the United States. Pressure from Wall Street and the Zionazi. All options are on the table except respecting the sovereignty of other countries. I want to see this table with all these options. America seems to feel it has options on every continent on Earth. Is America the empire? These threats are violations of international law. This is what their Zionist master told them to do so. Americans are surviving on propaganda. We heard you, Mr. President, but when are we taking your master Netanyahu to ICC for war crimes? Because he finds right time to invade Tehran, and definitely he will do that. They never want an Islamic State with military powers. USA wants Iran to say yes when it wants to, and say no also when it wants to. Otherwise, Iran is terrorist, non-democratic, and over all the bad boys, because democracy is only real in USA. It's because it doesn't want to be accused of being soft by the Republicans in Congress. No big mystery. Congress pressure. Because AIPAC decides what's good for Americans. because Mr. Obama wants to fool the American people that America is still the superpower and no one can go against it. But today the whole world knows what Iran did with America and its supporters.
A lot of comments there from our viewers. Well, Michael Lane, I have to ask you about this, about the invitation by John Boehner to the Prime Minister Netanyahu. And what was interesting about this invitation is, you know, we have wires in the newsroom, and the news, when it happens, comes out. And I was researching this topic on the Times of Israel, as a matter of fact. And when the wire came out, there was a full article there already posted that said the invitation was extended and Netanyahu had accepted it. Now I'm taking a guess that means that this had happened beforehand, before the State of the Union address. What does that mean when the House Speaker, John Boehner, which the White House said is not in their protocol, has invited Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to come to address the Iran and its nuclear file? Is that a way for Netanyahu to feel like a U.S. president for maybe a day?
No, I don't think it's that, but it is clearly an attempt by Israel's supporters in Congress to poke their finger in President Obama's eye and to say, well, if you treat us in a certain way by telling us we can't do what we're going to do and belittle us, at the same time, we're going to use the powers that we do have, and we're going to invite the Prime Minister of Israel to address a joint session of Congress, and you're going to find out about it in news reports the same way everybody else does. So it was clearly about as major league a snub to Obama by the Congress as can possibly be done. What they are attempting to do is twofold. Number one, they're matching Obama public relations move for public relations move. Obama threatens a veto. They invite the Prime Minister of Israel. But the second thing is, and this is really the most important, they're trying to give the Prime Minister of Israel the largest stage that he can have, a joint session of Congress, to lay out his case for what the ultimate result of the negotiations can or cannot be. And clearly, the Prime Minister Netanyahu can make any statement he wants from Tel Aviv, and that will be carried widely, but it will be carried nowhere near as widely as a statement to a joint session of Congress. And that is John Boehner's objective on this particular thing.
Mr. Hoshnesh, do you buy that? Let's talk about the largest stage. I recall, was it 3 years ago or maybe 4 years ago, the stage of Netanyahu at the UN General Assembly holding up that cardboard with the cartoon of a bomb, saying that Iran is going to get there in 9 months. Here we are years later. I mean, this whole notion of Iran and it being after the bomb, as they say, is just pure, in some cases, fabrications that have been presented.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a part of the theatrical moves that I was talking about. The so-called disagreement between the Congress and the U.S. president. This State of Union address had a message mainly for Iran in the first place. Obama wants to, after that letter that he wrote to the Iranian Supreme Leader and it was rejected, Obama wants to show to Iran that I am here for a few more months, or maybe 1 or 2 years, and I can restrain these bulldogs, if I can say, for just a limited period. If I go out of this office and if I'm replaced with a Republican, then you won't have the chance. So don't miss the chance. Try to reach something. Remember that they have laid the most pressure on Iran. They have been trying to decrease the crude prices through the collaboration of certain regional states like Saudi Arabia, the main crude producer. And in order to lay more pressure or the maximum pressure on Iran as much as they can, but they have failed to push Iran to give in to their demands. Remember that the nuclear standoff is just an excuse. They are not looking for the settlement of the nuclear issue because it provides them with a very good excuse to keep the pressures on Iran, keep the sanctions on Iran, threaten Iran with war, imminent war, and so on and so forth. Just today, because to know that these are empty threats, the Iranian Defense Minister, Brigadier General Dehghan, said to General Dempsey, after his threatening remarks in the last week or early this week, that if you have the capability to attack Iran, I would like to ask you to put it in practice. If you dare to attack Iran, come forward. We're waiting for you. These are empty threats, but I'm surprised why don't people in Washington, in the Capitol Hill, in the White House, they don't understand that the language of force, sanctions, pressures, this language doesn't work. As soon as they try logic, they can reach the results.
I do apologize. We're just fresh out of time on this. I'm sorry about that. But that's Sayyid Mostafa Hoshesh, political analyst, talking to us here in the studios. We appreciate your comments. And, of course, Michael Lane, founder of American Institute for Foreign Policy. Thank you for your comments coming from Washington. And thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. From Mikko Vitale and the entire team in the Capitol, Tehran. Goodbye.